So I hate to break it to you. I'm sorry to disappoint you. I really don't want to break your spirit, but I have a secret for you. It's not perfect. It's never going to be perfect. So get over it. What is going on, people of the interwebs? It's the Do Things Podcast, and I'm Todd Frazier, your host as always, and I'm really excited that you're here. We're in the year of 2019. We are just driving through the first couple weeks. It is January, the beginning of a new year, and a lot of us have had goals or ideas about what the new year is going to bring. And I think it's important that as we talk about goals and we really bring to surface the things that we're wanting to do and the things that we're trying to accomplish, that we look at something that is plaguing many people. Even specifically right now, as I'm getting ready, I'm creating this episode right now. I'm frustrated because I'm dealing with this as we speak, literally. So I wanna lead by experience and actually be in the experience while I'm sharing with you about it. That's frustrating. But the thing I want to talk about in this episode is perfection. I want to talk about the fact that literally there is no possible way to be perfect. Nothing's going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. It's not going to actually do the thing that you're wanting it to do in perfection. It's not possible. And so many times we stop ourselves from taking action. We don't do because we are waiting for the perfect moment, the perfect time, the perfect plan, that you just fill in whatever, the perfect blank. And you're waiting for that exact moment, the right time. Well, it's just not the right time yet. I am not good enough yet. I need to get myself perfect so that I can actually move forward and move on. But the reality is, it's never going to be perfect if that's what you're looking for. If you're looking for the perfect time, that's never going to come. So you need to do, you need to start, you need to take an action and then see what happens and then move on from there. As I'm getting ready to do this episode, I was going back and forth. Do I stream it live on Facebook, or do I just record it, or do I use this software on my computer? Do I record direct to the camera? And I'm going back and forth. And while I'm trying to figure it out, the camera's not working and I'm getting frustrated because I had this expectation and it's not the perfect way, the perfect scenario, the perfect setup. And then I get ready to actually start recording it, and the gardener shows up. And if you've been following what's going on here, my podcast studio is in the garage. And as he comes by with the blower, it just goes. And wait, there he is. I don't know if you guys can hear it or not. I can hear it. And it's irritating me because I'm like, I don't want to hear the gardener in the background. But you know what? The reality is, it doesn't matter if the gardener's in the background, because the fact that I'm actually doing the episode and I'm recording and I'm sharing this with you, that's what it's all about. If it's not exactly perfect in the edit, if you can hear a lawnmower in the background, you know what? That just means I'm a real person and I'm not a robot. And I think that's a good thing. I don't think that we should trust the robots yet. I mean, now some of us use Siri or Alexa or any of these things that are around us that we can use to activate, and we trust them, but we shouldn't like totally trust the robots. So it's a good thing that I'm a real person. It's a really good thing that I'm a real person, because I'm, anyways. So something that happened, this, like, regardless of this right here being a perfect opportunity to actually record the podcast and me just saying, forget it, I'm just going to do it. That's one opportunity that I mean, those things come up every day. There's always something that's like, oh, I had this expectation. I think that's something that for me a lot is that brings my level of disappointment and frustration to a head, is when I have an expectation of what's going to happen. Not even like the perfect scenario, but literally just the scenario that I didn't picture. In my head, it wasn't what I expected. And I get frustrated. I get angry about it. And I have to sit back and say, look, let's not be an idiot. Let's calm down. We can't make everything right the way that we want it to be. It's not going to be exactly how we expect. We still need to go. We still need to do. We still need to take action. So suck it up. Put on your big boy pants and let's get going. And then I usually get over it and I record the episode, or I have the meeting, or I do whatever it is that I was waiting for, that I had that expectation for, and I just keep going, because you can't stop. You got to keep going. You can't let the perfection hold you back. And I think that's a huge problem for a lot of people getting going and taking steps towards wherever they're trying to get to, because they're afraid of the perfection, the fact that they can't make it to be perfect. They're waiting for the perfect opportunity. They're waiting for the perfect thing to come along, and they never actually even start. I was sitting at Starbucks, as I do on occasion. Okay, a lot. I was sitting at Starbucks, and one of the things I love to do at Starbucks is meet the people around me and just start conversations. And there's always something to be learned or gained from creating a relationship and either helping them, sharing a story with them, or them sharing with me and just getting connected. That's, I believe we're all here to connect and create relationships and move towards the goal of taking action and ultimately, in my opinion, towards the faith of in our Creator. But we're sitting there, and there's this one lady that I met before. Her name's Rob, and she's super awesome. She has done a lot of different things in her life. She got a lot of experiences. I'm thinking maybe at one point to have her on the show. I might bring the microphones to the coffee shop, and then we'll sit and we'll actually talk. Just talk. I think it could be fun. Anyway, so we're sitting there, and this young man sitting between us, and we start to kind of talk to him and engage him and just kind of what he's doing. And he's got a book out that says coding, something about coding for computers. And so it turns out he's got an interview with Google. So like, oh, that's really cool. So we start talking, and the more we're talking, he says, I don't know, I didn't fact check, but he says he's had over 100 interviews in the past year, and he hasn't gotten any of the jobs. Like, whether it's Facebook or Google or any of these high-tech Amazon, Facebook, did I say Facebook already? Whatever. YouTube, you get the idea. He's trying to get into these big tech firms. And we're talking, and I'm asking, so like, well, what is it you're wanting to do? What are the things that you're thinking about? And he's got this great purpose, this idea that he wants to actually put into action. And having access to some of the tools at these big tech companies would allow him to do that. But the more we talk and the more we find out about the types of interviews he's been in and the situations that he's had, and we kind of try and understand the situation a little bit more, it gets further and further down the line that it feels like this kid just isn't interested in actually doing. He's waiting for the perfect quote unquote scenario or the perfect opportunity instead of just doing little bits along the way. So like, we're talking about what to do, and you know, he can't get a job and blah, 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 blah. And then it just kind of comes up. He goes, yeah, I used to be a pro gamer. And I just about hit the floor. Like, I don't know if any of you guys are aware of the current state of gaming from a professional standpoint, but it's huge. It's the people on YouTube that make content where they're just playing video games. It's insane. And this kid's telling me that he was a pro gamer not too long ago. And so I instantly go to, well, why aren't you streaming? You could do a whole bunch with streaming your games. So we go down that rabbit hole of actually doing a thing and taking action. And he starts giving me just like reason after reason after reason. And it starts turning into the excuse. Like, these are all, yes, they're quote unquote reasons. I'm air quoting here, reasons, but they're just excuses to not take action because he's waiting for the perfect scenario. He's got friends that aren't going to help him out, or he's tied into this big time gamer person, but they won't help because he's not part of their crew or what. Like, it's, I don't understand what the real barrier is, unless the barrier is perfection. And he talked about his family and talked about his parents, and he talked about how that perfection is something that he works on. He's a coder, he's mathematical, he's analytic, and he's talking about these solutions to problems, and he keeps talking about the perfect solution. And that's kind of what it came down to when he left, and then my friend and I kind of digested the conversation together, and we both agreed. It feels like he's waiting for the perfect scenario, the perfect setup, instead of actually taking action and doing and going. And I wish the kid the best. I hopefully things work out for him, but it doesn't seem to me after that conversation that right now he's in the mindset where he's actually going to go and do a thing and get to where he wants to be. Because again, his purpose, the thing that he talked to me about, and I don't want to share it with you guys because I don't know if it is something that he actually ends up doing, and I don't want to take his thunder, but he's got a great idea that is going to help a lot of people, but he's not doing anything towards making that happen because he's got a lot of excuses about waiting for perfection. And I just think it's something that we, no matter what you're doing, no matter what your goal is, no matter what your purpose is, you need to take steps in action towards it, even though it may not be perfect. Even though the gardener might be going in the background when you're supposed to record an episode. Even though you're not getting the right interviewer when you're sitting at a big tech company to get your interview to get a job. Even though you may not get any views on the video or the podcast that you're putting up right now, eventually you will either learn the skills that you need to make it better and then grow that audience or those people, or get that skill that you need to get that job, or create the relationship that you need to meet the person that puts you in the right relationship that ultimately ends where you're supposed to be. But you have to start and go and do, especially when the perfect plan is not happening. Like I've talked about it lots of times, but our trip this summer, it was epic. It was 86 days. We went to 43 states in Canada in a motorhome that we bought. Well, it was ultimately a month and a half before we left, but if I hadn't hit the house, it would only have been 2 weeks before we left. But we didn't have the perfect plan. We didn't have the perfect scenario. We didn't have everything perfect, but we took action and it was epic. There were bumps along the way. Yes, you're going to have to deal with struggles. Yes, things aren't going to work out, but you have to still go. You have to do things to get to where you want to be. So guys, don't worry about perfection. It plagues a lot of people. It really is. I think the downfall for us taking action so many times is that we wait for the perfect time. We wait for the perfect plan. We wait for the perfect opportunity that really is never going to come. It's never going to be perfect. It's not possible. We are human. We are flawed. The world is a mess. It's never going to be perfect. It's not possible. So stop waiting for the perfect time and just wait for the time, which is now. Now's the time. Stop waiting. Start doing, you guys. It's not going to be perfect. I'm sorry if I'm bursting some bubbles of people out there that are like, well, I've got the perfect time coming. And then when you get to that time when you think it's going to be the perfect time, something's going to happen. It's going to be different and it's not actually going to be what you expected and you're going to be disappointed and then you're not actually going to go. So start now. Do it now, even if it's a little thing. Do the thing now that's moving you towards your direction. I'm telling you guys, you got to forget the perfection. It's never going to be perfect. It's not possible. But if you do and you start and you take action, it can be pretty great, but you don't know until you try. So get out there, forget perfection, do things, and you'll get to where you're supposed to be. Okay? Can you promise me? Promise me that. In your out loud right now, say, Todd, I promise I'm not going to wait for perfection and I'm going to do things. Say it. I'm waiting. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much. If you didn't say that and you said it in your head, all right. If you're refusing to say it, now's not the perfect time, but you should say it anyways, even though it's the perfect time. Okay. All right. I'm rambling. That's it. Get out there, do things, forget perfection. You are a miracle, guys. Don't forget, you're a miracle. You're meant to do amazing things. I'm Todd Frazier. This is the Do Things Podcast. If you wouldn't mind, we would love it if you would share this out with your friends. Leave us a review on iTunes or wherever it is you're listening to or watching this episode. Give us some feedback. And remember, there's a voicemail. There's a voicemail line. You can leave questions and comments. They might get featured on the show. That number, I will pull up real quick, but that's a new feature. We haven't had that out long, but I want to tell you guys, call the number and leave a message and we'll put it on here. The number is 657-234-1742. That's the voicemail for the Do Things Podcast. You can leave us a message, comment, concern. We'll bring it on the air and we'll discuss it. And then eventually we're going to have some call-ins. So put that number in your phone, save it for the Do Things Podcast, 657-234-1742. And also guys, if you haven't, I don't know why you haven't, go get the book, Burn Your Plans and Do Things. Go to burnyourplans.com. It takes you to my Amazon author page and you can get the audiobook. Nope, wait, sorry, can't get the audiobook yet. I promise it's coming. Oh, it takes a really long time, but it's coming. You can get the ebook or the paperback. It's really great. It's on Amazon. You can get it. And if you haven't yet, you should get it. Share this with your friends. Tell everybody that they should do things. Stop waiting for the perfect time because it's never the perfect time or the perfect opportunity. Your expectations are what are holding you back. Get out there, take action, see what happens. Perspective, process, results, repeat, guys, the Do Things Method. And I will see you on the next episode of the Do Things Podcast. Peace. Everybody get up.